Children, when we think of the Lord being born and wrapped up cozy and warm in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger, it can give us a peaceful feeling. And the angels, when they came to the shepherds, they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." The Lord is the Prince of Peace, and He came into this world to bring peace to us. What is peace? Peace is like when you're playing with your friends or your brothers and sisters and you're just having fun together. Nobody's trying to boss or everybody's sharing nicely and you're just having a nice time. Or peace is like when you're reading a book with your father. You're reading it to him or he's reading it to you. Or you're helping him with a neat project. Or peace is like when you're really tired and your bed is cozy and it's warm but it's also cool and your mom comes and tucks you in and says goodnight. That's an example of peace. Or peace is like when people aren't worried about anything. Sometimes people are worried because they have done something they know they shouldn't have done, or they haven't done something they know they should have done. But if we've been doing what the Lord says, then we feel peaceful. Where sometimes people get worried about their hair or their clothes, or they don't have enough time, or they don't have enough money. But if we're feeling like, well, the Lord's given me everything I really need, and we're contented with what the Lord gives us, that's peace. Peace comes only from the Lord, and the Lord wants so much to give us peace. In fact, when we feel peace, and a peace is like a quiet, happy feeling inside of us, what we're really feeling is how happy the Lord is to be with us. Because what the Lord loves best is to be with us and for us to be with Him so He can make us happy. The Lord was born into the world at a time when He couldn't be with people anymore except by actually coming in person. And so He did. He came in person. The problem was that people had kept turning their backs and turning their backs on the Lord for a long time till they didn't even know who the Lord was. They didn't know what peace was. Instead, they were turning to things that sometimes seem like they would be fun, but they really are unpeaceful and unhappy. Things like, "I'm going to make you do what I want you to do, not what you want to do." Or, "I'm going to take your stuff, either by force or by sneaking." Stuff like that. Those ideas of peace come from hell. But the evil spirits have no idea what peace is. They don't know what peace is because they never have peace in hell. It's always miserable. And why is it miserable? Why don't they know what peace is? Because they're always turning their backs on the Lord. So the Lord came into the world to teach us how to be peaceful again. As it says in the Word, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Lord came to say, don't take that road. That's not going to lead you where you want to go. Take this road. Come to me and I will give you rest. And the first thing the Lord had to do was to bring peace to the spiritual world above us. Because what had happened was, evil spirits had taken over the lower heavens and they had filled the spiritual world with their lies and confusion, so much like it was thick black clouds, and the beautiful warm sun of heaven, the Lord's sun, could not shine through those clouds to bring light down to us on earth. So people didn't know what was right and wrong. They didn't know which path to take. And so the first thing the Lord had to do to bring peace was to fight against the evil spirits and conquer them and make them go down into their hells and stay there. And then the second thing he had to do was restore order in the heavens, because the angels too were really confused. But once he had done that, then his beautiful light shone down through the heavens into people's minds again. We could see again what's right and wrong, which is the way to peace. Now we might wonder, if the Lord came into the world to bring peace, how come there's still wars? How come bad things still happen? how come we sometimes do bad things? Well, one thing we can remember is that the most important thing to the Lord is that we should have peace forever in heaven. So if we go through some hard things in this world, well, that's sad, but if we can still go to heaven where we're just going to be happier and happier forever and closer to the Lord, then that's good, because this world is very short compared to eternal life. Another thing we can think about is it takes time for the Lord's peace in heaven to come down to be peace on earth. It took us a long time to keep turning and turning away from the Lord, so it's going to take us time for all of us to turn back to the Lord. The Lord has to let us have time for His bright light to shine in our minds. We can see, wait a minute, what I'm doing isn't really peaceful. This isn't what the Lord wants me to do. We can change our minds, then we can slowly change the what we do, our habits, and then the Lord can change our hearts. And that's when we really have peace on earth and goodwill among men. But it takes time. And that means that there isn't as much peace in the world today as there's going to be in the future. The Lord is bringing peace into this world, but we just need to be patient. And in the meantime, we can have peace on earth, even if we have to go through hard things and people do bad things to us sometimes. We can have peace on earth and goodwill toward men, because the Lord is always here with us to help us, to give us that peace. The Lord's peace can be with us if we look up to Him. His peace gives us strength to go through whatever hard things we might have to go through and to share goodwill among other people so that more of the Lord's peace can be on earth. There's three things that we can do to have peace from the Lord. One is follow Him. Following the Lord is called innocence. And one reason the Lord wanted to be born as a baby was to give us a little picture of what innocence is, what following the Lord looks like. The second thing we can do is learn from the Lord's word, get a clear idea in our minds of what really leads to peace and what really leads away from peace. The Lord will teach us. He will provide glory in the highest parts of our minds, so then there can be peace on earth. And the third thing is, once we know what's right and wrong, is to do it, is to flee, run away from things that are unpeaceful, things that the Lord tells us not to do. And when the evil spirits chase us, because they will, we can fight them. The Lord had to fight against the evil spirits before there could be peace, and so do we. We have to fight against the evil spirits with us so that we can make a space for the Lord's peace inside of us. And we will win. We will win because He is the mighty God as well as the Prince of Peace. So when we hear the Christmas story and we think of the Lord Jesus as a new baby wrapped up, warm in His swaddling clothes and laid in the manger, we can rejoice and be so thankful that the Lord, the Prince of Peace, has come to lead us into peace as well. We can remember these words of the Lord that He says in the Gospel of John. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have affliction, but have confidence. I have overcome the world." Amen.